Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
And what more shall I say, verse 32 of Hebrews 11? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and about David and Samuel and the prophets. He lists all these characters that we know, and so many of these won great military victories. Oh, it was powerful what the Lord did. They conquered, through faith, conquered kingdoms. Isn't that interesting? Through faith. In other words, they didn't muster any kind of human resource to do what they did. In every case, God told them to do something or gave them a confidence, this is what you need to do, and I'll be with you. And they did it, and God was with them. It's real complicated. I'm glad the Lord made it simple. I need him to be simple with me. Praise God. Okay? Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. Whose weakness was turned to strength. Anybody need that this morning? Yeah. And who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again, over and over again. Now, here's one thing that I felt like the Lord wanted to emphasize about this today. We have our own idea as to what constitutes victory and overcoming, do we not? Is it not easy for us to think in terms of God turning around a situation and bringing forth some great earthly result as a fruit of our faith? That is, if I have real faith, then such and such is going to happen. This is going to be the result. Is that necessarily true? Is that what overcoming is about? Let's see. There were others. All right, let's see what the others, where they fit into this. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released, so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. Did they overcome? So we need to understand what overcoming is about. Now you think about the reference to sawing asunder. Or sawing in two. I think I've mentioned this before, but I think Jewish history outside of the Bible records that this referred to Isaiah. You think of this amazing prophet, 66 chapters worth of amazing prophecies, things that are still unfolding in our day. The powerful, creative words that came through that man's lips that have set things in motion that we're part of today, and they reach right on into eternity. And this amazing, powerful man of God who stood for God through the reign of four kings, and then when Hezekiah passed off the scene, Manasseh came on board. The most wicked king in all the history of Judah, the southern kingdom. He was the one, it was under his reign that the die was cast. Anybody think that the die isn't pretty well cast with them for America? Anything we see right now is going to be delay at best. That's the reality, folks. If you just got your head in the sand, this is the time to get it out and say, Lord, we're going to need you. We need you, Lord. We need you to help us. We need you to strengthen us. We need you to correct our thinking. Praise God. But anyway, think of this man, and I can just sort of imagine, this is not in the Bible, but I can imagine Manasseh being well aware of this prophet. Said, I'll make you a deal. You tell me what I want to hear and you can live. If you don't, and so what happened? He made a choice to trust God and to believe him, to stand in faith. And his reward for his life was to be stretched out, tied down, and sawed in half. Sometimes that's what overcoming is about. How do they overcome him in Revelation 12? The blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, that's where the conviction comes out your mouth. The thing that's really in your heart comes out. I will not bend. I will not serve your God. I'm going to serve my God. And they loved not their lives so much as to shrink from death. You know, we rightly talk about that as though, the context of living a life where we're willing to die to our old nature and live out the new nature of Christ. And that's certainly true. But how many people throughout history, how many people right today, literally today, will be killed because they are Christians in this world? Is that defeat? Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. And they've done that, that's all they can do. And he says, I'll tell you who you should fear. The one who can not only kill the body, but kill the soul. Folks, that's where we're at. I pray if there's somebody who hears this and you're not really sure what's going on here, you need to reach out to God. You can't work up faith. You're going to have to say, God, you're going to have to help me. Look at let's flip back to verse 6. Well-known verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Folks, God doesn't despise an uncertain heart if it's an honest uncertainty. You have every right to go to God from the depths of your soul and say, God, I don't know, but show me. But when you do that, you better have the conviction of your heart better be, whatever you show me, I'm going to say yes and agree to because of who you are. I am not expecting you to lay your cards on the tables, we've said before, and then let me decide. You are God, and I just need you to show me what's true, because this world is filled with deception of every kind. If I listen to the voices of my worldly friends, might be somebody that sits down the row from you that doesn't really know the Lord, but you're listening to their wisdom. Folks, we need to go to the source of all wisdom. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. If it doesn't come from the heart of Jesus revealed to human beings who are willing to listen and agree and obey, then it is a lie from the pit of hell designed to destroy. It's that clear cut. That's the waters into which we are sailing. And I'll tell you, God's going to be with his people. When God inspired this account, and he talks about all these people, he included them just as much as in the heroes of faith as those who did great things that everybody could see. But I'll tell you, the ultimate victory is to lay down one's life because I'm going to serve him. I don't care what it costs. It's worth everything to be born again, to serve him. Is it? Is he worthy of our lives? He who laid down his life so that we could have life. There are times, many times throughout history and right now in other parts of the world where people are being asked to lay down their lives. Did Stephen lose? Was he a loser when they stoned him to death? Now, God used him to give a great testimony when he did. But I mean, I'm sure there were people who died in utter obscurity. You know, I'm so glad that when God arranges such circumstances, let's suppose that he's put you and me in a circumstance like that. And to all intents and purposes, it looked like we're shut away somewhere. Suffering, maybe. Facing death. And they march us out, and they take our life one way or another. And it's like nobody knows about it. It was just obscure, just something that happened. Well, Satan must have won that one. Did he? No, I think you know the answer. Satan cannot win. There's nothing he can do to separate the one we're talking about from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. The end of my story has been written. That's part of the conviction. That's part of the faith. I didn't come up with that. I didn't reason that out. God put it here. I can stand and believe Him and know that regardless of how my story plays out, whether I'm to be part of some great demonstration of His power or whether I am to die in utter obscurity, I'm a winner if I put my faith in Him and I die in faith. That's what being a winner is. Where I recognize that my life here has no value in terms of eternity. And if His purpose is that I lay it down and walk away and say, I believe You enough to lay down my life. I don't care if they say curse God and you can live or you're going to die. Reject Jesus or you're going to die. Which will you choose? We're going to need divine strength. You think He's going to give it to us? You think that same faith is going to be able to say, Lord, I need Your help right now. Do you think He's going to despise that? I'll tell you, He is going to be right there with every single one. If his purpose for you and me is to do something great, He'll give us the faith to do that. If His purpose for us is to lay down our lives in obscurity, He will be right there walking through that gate with us. Whether I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You're with me. Praise God. I'm so thankful my story has already been written. Is that the conviction of your heart? But do you kind of see where we're headed and what it is that's going to carry us through? My strength won't get it. And I don't need to be so distracted by what the world stands for that I forget what's really going on. My loyalty needs to be the same. You remember the story behind that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus? That village in, I think it was northern India, but it was in India anyway, long ago, where the village decided to crack down on a believer and his family. And they demanded that he deny Jesus. And one by one, they killed his children and then his wife in front of him. Is Jesus worth it? If something like that were the course that He set us on, is He worth it? Will He give the strength and the grace to stand?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.